Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Glad you are with us this morning. We've also got Congresswoman Ann Wagner from the 2nd Congressional District on the phone. Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I love all this talk about other countries meddling in our elections when we see all of this evidence in New York of what a nightmare mail-in balloting truly would be on a nationwide basis.
It was unbelievable, and I know Carolyn Maloney. I know that how that Democrat primary went down. It was another move by the squad and AOC to take down a Democrat like they just did Lacey Clay in the city of St. Louis. And I have to tell you, it was a disaster and a mess. And it's the same kind of stuff that is being put forward in the negotiations by Schumer and Pelosi on a coronavirus package. I mean, this quote Heroes Act, it's a $3.5 trillion, you know, liberal wish list. At the very lead, Mark, is federalizing local elections and making sure that it is mandatory. You mail everybody a ballot, makes ballot harvesting that is illegal in some states, very legal in California, of course, but not in most states, makes it legal. I could go on and on about how they're trying to meddle in elections in a very, very big way.
Well, speaking of elections, congratulations on your primary victory. It's on to your general election now, and I'm sure you're going to be spending a lot of time here now that you're back. Are you back in the district right now?
I am back in the district, but we're on 24-hour call. You know, we're hoping to go up and get some of this liability reform in the Corona package. You know, we did four very bipartisan fashion. We were hoping to do something, but you know what? The president has moved beyond that because they're just not serious, the Democrats in Congress, about sitting down and helping the American people.
Well, yeah, and the liability is that if an employer brings you back to work and you end up getting COVID, you can't turn around and sue your employer, correct?
Well, it would be a trial attorney's, you know, dream here.
Yes.
It's going
yes.
on, and it already is. And it's not just businesses. There are literally hospitals that want this. There are school districts that want this. There are local municipalities and states and employees that want this kind of liability protection. Are already over 1,100, according to Mitch McConnell, 1,100 frivolous lawsuits in this arena that have already hit the books. And, you know, those are some of the things that we'd like to get done, along with some other benefits we'd like to move forward. But you know, I mean, I don't like legislating by pen and phone, but it sounds like that's where the president is going to move here to get some real unemployment assistance out there, the payroll tax cut, a federal moratorium on evictions, which is important, and allowing some flexibility, I think, on student loan repayments. So we'll see how that goes over, and if they want to be serious and have a serious discussion and negotiation, then we are on 24-hour notice, and we will head back. Otherwise, I am here working.
There you have it. Congresswoman Ann Wagner with us this morning. Any comments on how the county executive here has handled this shutdown of schools, effectively scaring the schools into going all online?
Well, what I'm very concerned about is the fact, and I've had several conversations with county executive Sam Page about the fact that he is sitting on a lot of CARES Act money. These are federal monies that were appropriated months ago, not weeks ago, Mark, but months ago. The federal government sent him $174 million. That was a St. Louis County allotment. And so far, at least the $47 million that are supposed to be out in my municipalities paying for public safety, okay, and health safety have not made it there. He's only spent about maybe $40 million of it, and I know some of it's budgeted, but it needs to hit the target and get out there to our municipalities, out there to do to our schools so they can reopen properly and make sure that this money is, as I said, reaching the mark.
Right.
Nationally, we believe that when it comes to state and local funds from the CARES Act, only about 25% of it has been distributed. So there's a lot of money still in the pipeline that I want to see moving forward.
And before I run out of time here, I know that you also introduced a bill to ease telehealth services, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And it's called the Expand Access to Telehealth Services. And, you know, one of the more, you know, silver lining things that has come about with this horrible pandemic has been the fact that telehealth is really on the rise and allowing Missourians and all Americans to speak to their doctors kind of on their own terms, Mark. This legislation makes healthcare more accessible by permanently expanding telehealth services and kind of providing the options and more affordable coverage for families across the country. This is really patient-centered. It brings together about nine different bills in this space, especially in the behavioral health area for our seniors, our vets. This is a good piece of legislation that I think we're going to see more of in the future. So I'm pleased to pull that together as the person that's leading the Suburban Caucus here in our Republican conference.
Oh, good stuff. And we'll look forward to getting you back on the air here soon to talk more about this upcoming race here in the 2nd Congressional District.
I cannot wait.
You bet. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Congresswoman Ann Wagner there on the line.
Get more at 971talk.com.